Hey everyone, this is Quinn, and I have a great story to tell you today. This story may actually stop some of you from committing a crime. Does that sound impossible or what? Stick around till the end, you may have a huge surprise.
Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Well, yeah, just like I said, you may have a huge surprise today because some of you out there may be committing crimes without even knowing it. And I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. So recently, I started working on a video documentary. This documentary, it was going to be narrated by somebody that sounded exactly like Sir David Attenborough. So if you guys don't know who David Attenborough is, he's the guy that does all the documentaries for the BBC, for all the wildlife. He has the Australian accent. You know, every animal show that if you watch animal shows, you know the sound of his voice. This documentary was going to go, the focus was going to be real estate agents and how some of them still use newspapers to advertise versus how they could use the digital marketing agencies and be able to measure all the results. And on top of that, get 10 times more leads. So anyway, we made the preview for this documentary, like 2 minute long, and posted on YouTube, posted on the main page for our marketing company, Prolific Zone. And after the first day, it already had 500 views. And by the end of that week, it had passed 3,500 views. But not all of those views were from people that thought it was funny. So not everybody watching that thought it was funny. So I received an email from the lawyers of NAR. NAR is National Association of Realtors. And they explained to me, very nicely actually, that the word that I used, both my titles and the description, was actually a registered mark. And on top of that, that not all real estate agents are realtors. So, also, the word has to be spelled 100% capital letters. Every single letter in the word realtor or realtors has to be capital letters. Well, if you know me, before I believe anything, I do my research. So I researched who they were, who were these people that were emailing me. And then after I found out that they were official, I did research on that word to find out if, you know, was I really not able to use it? Does it not mean what I always thought it meant? And it's true. That's correct. Realtors is not the name of the profession like most of us think or thought. So this all started in the early 1900s. NAR, actually, back then, it was called the National Association of Real Estate Exchanges. This was 1908. And then 1916, they became the National Association of the Real Estate Boards. And then like 50 years after that, they actually changed the name to the National Association of Realtors. So in 1950, the term realtor was finally approved as a registered mark by the U.S. Trademark Patent Office. It's reserved exclusively for members of the National Association of Realtors. So it can only be used by NAR members, which actually in 2004, for the first time, surpassed the 1 million members. I didn't know none of this existed. To be completely honest, I thought everybody that sold houses was a realtor. Everybody that was into real estate was a realtor. And I know now that that's not the case. Like I said, in 1950, it was approved. They applied for this patent and trademark in 49. So in short, those terms, realtor and realtors, because they own both terms, and actually realtor associate is also a registered mark. And so is their logo, just so you know. So those terms were created and are now owned by NAR. So for example, there's actually a situation of a domain squatter, and this is all through the research I did as well, that he bought 2,000 domains, and all of those domains include the term realtor. And he added a geographical location to it, like for instance, San Francisco realtor or WashingtonRealtor.com, and anything you can think of, realtor.com. He bought 2,000 of those. Then NAR contacted him and asked him to comply nicely, just like they did with me. And I did. I complied the same day. They actually gave me 2 weeks to comply with that. And I did it the same day. All I had to do was, you know, remove that word and instead put agent or real estate agent or whatever. And I did that right away. So, and I actually asked them, I can do my research and mention it on the podcast. And they said, yes, anybody wants to spread out the word. So I'm doing this podcast. And yes, I was talking about that domain squatter. So he didn't comply when they asked. He chose to fight. And to be completely honest, I don't know if you should, if that's a smart decision, you know, to fight something like this. If it's owned, of course, this guy's probably thinking what I thought at first. Well, how can you own a dictionary word? You can't own a dictionary word. I mean, then when I looked it up, it's not a dictionary word, right? It's a registered mark. It's like the Band-Aids. Everybody calls them Band-Aids, but that's a brand. It's just like Kleenex. Everybody calls them Kleenex, but that's the brand. It's not the paper tissue itself. Exact same thing. It's just they did such a great job at branding it, and they were so early on to this that everybody now assumes this is the name of the profession itself. Yeah, this guy with the 2,000 domains, he's going to court with it. He believes that he has the right to use this because he also thinks it's, you know, dictionary word, and he has the right to use it. And I can't wait to see the results of this situation, because either way, so if he loses, he's going to learn a big lesson. And if for some reason he wins, it actually may change the whole history. But I doubt that, you know, it's a registered mark. It's a trademark. It's same as anybody who now wants to take over the name Coca-Cola, because everybody knows Coca-Cola. And no, somebody owns the name. I believe they have the right to keep it, right? So that's it. Do not use the words realtor or realtors or realtor associate. Don't use them in the wrong way. And remember, they always have to be every single letter capitalized and then has the R at the end for registered mark. And I'll put on the show notes some do's and don'ts. What you can do and what you can do, like the best practices, and it's directly from the NAR.realtor website, and I'll share it with you guys just in case. So if you knew, of course, there's a lot of people out there that already knew this, but there's a lot of people that are going to be like me, mind blown, that this is not an actual dictionary word. So leave me a comment. Either you already knew how long you've known this for, and maybe you are part of the association. Okay, everybody, I hope you have a great day. And remember, don't go out there infringing on other people's marks. They're there for a reason. If you would invent something and you would trademark it, if you would invent something and patent it, the last thing you would want would be for somebody to copy your idea, or in this case, just take a word that you own and start misusing it. If you're going to use it, at least use it right. Okay, everybody, thank you so much.